Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen on this Real ID deadline day, and that's where we find our own Tamira Rush live at Pittsburgh International Airport, and you can see Tamira on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Good morning, T.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I'm here. The must-waited anticipated day is today. But I'm standing here, lines, everything is running smoothly. People are very patient. People were prepared for today. And if you don't have your real ID, the TSA is letting you know, informing passengers that they may have to wait just a little longer to go through screening. But as of right now, it's very clear, as I'm standing by clear. But no one has any issues. Things are moving smoothly. And people are really, really, really being patient. No one here has said they had any issues as of now. But as we turn around and look, I'm letting you see how clear the lines are. There's no wait.
Wow, I'm shocked that it's that open on those levels. Now, those for TSA pre-check and the clear people who have the clear identification, right?
Correct. That's correct. So one passenger here said he was anticipating this day, but he has clear, and it's clear is something that is quick. It searched your eyes. So he says he was prepared for today and there was no stress or anything like that. And I talked to a woman here also. She was heading to Tampa, Florida this morning, and she said, you know what? She said, I pre-prepared for today, and I had my real ID about a year ago. And she said to get here today and see that Pittsburgh International has done a tremendous job with the kickoff of this. And she says she's glad to see that there's no issues, no complaints, and everything is running smoothly.
Well, Tamira, what I'm the most interested in finding out now, Tamira, is what is this additional screening that someone without a real ID is going to go through? That's a point of curiosity for me, because when you're looking at the security wait times on the Pittsburgh International website, you'll see it's just a few minutes, ranging from 1 to 4 minutes, depending on which line you're in.
Right, but what they're saying is they'll just take you out of line and do an additional screening, but it won't take long periods of time. But they said it's just something that they would do. They'll just take you out of line and do their additional screening for you. But it's nothing that, you know, people are much worried about. But today I have not, guys, I have not run into anybody that is not real ID compliant. So kudos to the Pittsburgh International Airport for this takeoff today. But Paul, Larry, we are in shock today, this morning. Of course, thought that there would be lines and people anticipating longer wait lines than normal. But I've been here for Christmas. I've been here for Thanksgiving. And this is a tremendous improvement from what we were hearing for the past few years.
All right, Tamira, thank you. We'll check back and check up on where the alternate is where everybody who's not TSA pre-checked or clear.
Compliant.
Yeah, that's where they're going. Is that correct?
That is correct. They're sending them upstairs to the alternate security checkpoint for additional screening.
All right, T, thanks. We'll check back.
All righty.
Tamira Rush, live at Pittsburgh International Airport. So, Paul, for people who have flown at Pittsburgh International, that floor where the TSA setup is, the checkpoint, has been first class. There's been a TSA line, a clear line, and then all the regular traveling passengers would go in the middle of those lines. But they apparently have moved that upstairs, correct? And just have TSA pre-check and the clear on the first level.
No, they can do both.
They can do both.
Yep, they had to issue a clarification on that because they confused so many people with their initial statement about the changes. But yes, at the main security checkpoint, they're going to be handled. The bulk of the passengers are going to be handled there because the bulk don't have first class tickets and clear and pre-check.
Or just say, I know Paul Rasmussen. Does that help?
But I had visions, earlier in the week and last week even, of long lines and a bunch of hundreds of irritated passengers who were denied boarding because they didn't have a real ID.
Yeah, that was the sense that they gave us. And obviously that came from TSA. Nobody said that they were going to have some alternate additional security screening for somebody who didn't have a real ID. We just really found that out yesterday.
So we passed through this morning our heavy time at Pittsburgh International from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m., and we're running just like we would be ordinarily on any other day of the week based on the wait times I'm seeing here. This is very typical, with the real ID in effect now.
It actually seems better than most days. Of course, Tuesdays, Wednesdays aren't as busy travel days as a Monday or Friday, but we'll check back periodically. But it sounds like if you don't have the real ID, you're going to get on your flight. It just may take a little longer.
And all this backs up what we heard from Andrew Lindbergh yesterday when he called us from the airport. He had a one-on-one conversation with one of the TSA officers, kind of off the record, who told him what? That
exactly.
we're gonna have a workaround. It's not going to be what people think. It's not going to be the worst situation, but people will wind up having the opportunity to fly if they don't have a real ID.
I hear the collective sigh of relief from many people.
And there's also probably a fair amount of people who are annoyed, who went to a lot of trouble to get a real ID, and now they're finding out that they didn't need to rush.
It's only taken 20 years to institute this whole process, by the way. A tip of the hat to the federal government.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.